Aiding Rural Primary School. This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Everett Pena. Episode number 1206 is here. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it. The number of students attending school in rural India is increasing, but there is a huge gap between parents in rural India who understand the importance of education and their children and parents in urban India. The lack of illiteracy on the part of parents is also a barrier to attracting students to the countryside. Because rural parents are generally less educated, they are less able to monitor learning and teaching in schools. Children with physical disabilities have no opportunity to go to school, and disabilities can create additional barriers to access to education, especially if the child is already marginalized and lives in rural areas. In rural areas, these systemic failures also undermine teacher morale and impede learning and teaching. Governments and policymakers must therefore develop strategies to improve the quality of education in rural primary schools, which in turn must be improved by improving access to education for children with physical disabilities and their families, as well as for students with disabilities. Sometimes this can be as simple as serving rural communities, working with them, being cooperative, talking to rural people, and going to rural schools. The more we work and work, the better our chances are that things will be fixed, not just in the short term, but in the long term. As regards provision, we can help to create community support for rural schools by creating an environment that helps to promote quality teaching and learning in these schools. Schools and community guidance programs to help new teachers in rural areas to meet the challenges of living and teaching in rural areas, to achieve a sense of security in the community, and to develop professional competence in rural services. Efforts must be made to target those who have personal characteristics and educational experience that make them better suited to the challenge of living and teaching in rural areas, and to attract teachers to teaching in rural areas. Greater efforts are needed to educate young people, but awareness among rural populations of the need and importance of education must be raised. Actors interested in developing rural education should do everything in their power to provide high-quality training to learners in rural areas. For example, the article in the September-October 2013 issue of the International Journal of Rural Education includes examples of curricula that include stories, games, puzzles, and devices that promote activities for preschoolers, such as healthy food choices and physical activity, as well as physical education and nutrition. There are many health education programs that rural schools can implement to improve students' understanding of how to maintain their own health. This program was launched to increase schooling retention and attendance in primary schools by improving children's nutrition. The main objective of our research was to use qualitative methods to understand why teachers are not selected to teach in rural schools and how this affects the development of rural schools. We plan to publish our schoolwork in the International Journal of Rural Education as well as in other international journals and magazines. In 2014, the Global Campaign for Education published a report on the impact of rural primary education on children's education in India. The report, Send a Friend to School, was published by the Global Campaign for Education in 2014 and is available at www.erc. The study makes recommendations to improve conditions and challenges for children in rural primary schools in India and other parts of the world, particularly in Africa and Asia. What strategies can rural schools use to increase their students' physical activity during the school day? What health education and prevention programs can be implemented to improve students' understanding of how to maintain their own health? We see examples of evidence-based programs that schools can implement, such as the school-based model for health education and prevention program, which we see as an example of what a rural school has implemented. The main idea of this study is to analyze English related programs administered by primary schools to improve students' understanding of English subjects. The study was conducted at a rural school in White River, Mpumalanga, and participants were considered to be primary school students in rural areas of South Africa. The qualitative study was also carried out on the reasons why some teachers do not want to teach in rural schools in South Africa, and to find out what could be done to improve the situation. Due to the size of rural schools and communities, few teachers apply for the position and few teach. Furthermore, Teachers from rural areas give their 100% to get very little salary for their teaching in urban schools, while teachers in urban areas such as Johannesburg, Pretoria, and Cape Town teach at very high salaries. Countryside schools remain the main source of income for many teachers and their families, as well as their children. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1206. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.